Hi, I'm Kathleen Maxwell-Ramby with The Gathering, bringing God into everyday life. Thanks for listening, and I hope you will enjoy this lesson. And remember, don't just listen, partner with God and practice it. If you love this podcast, I'd like for you to consider becoming a patron. Your donation keeps them coming and are appreciated to cover the cost. To give, simply click the button that says Become a Patron or Patronage. You can give a one-time gift or a monthly gift of $1, $5, $10, $25, $50, whatever your heart desires. And I do want to give a shout out to my monthly donors for this month: Mary Mitchell Stein, Kala Melissa Johnson, Deanna Caraway, Laura Jane Elder. And I also want to give a special thanks to Joanne English. We now have listeners in over 19 countries, so I really appreciate their support. My heart is to share my life experiences and stories of how God wants to be a part of our everyday lives through my real life experience with Him and share His Word. I want people's hearts to be changed, healed, encouraged, set free, and strengthened as they listen. So I've chosen not to charge for podcasts, as I know some cannot afford it. And yet, I trust God to speak to those that can. Also, if you enjoy today's message, click the button and leave me a comment. I love hearing from my listeners. And click the button that says follow, and that way you'll get immediate updates every time I upload a new podcast. Thanks for listening, and you can always contact me at KathleenMaxwell1@gmail.com. And remember, God wants to be a part of your everyday life. Greetings, everyone, and thank you for joining me today for the Kathleen Maxwell-Ramby podcast. I'm going to jump in and just begin with prayer, so join me. Father, I thank you for your goodness and your love for each one of us and for all of these listeners, Lord. I'm just so grateful for each and every one of them, and Lord, just the value and the precious people they are to your heart. And Lord, I just ask that you speak to us, that you bring healing, that you bring encouragement, that you just bring a fresh revelation of your love as we study your word and talk about you as a good father. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, Father's Day is approaching, and although my dad isn't here anymore, I have been preparing for the holiday to celebrate my husband. He's been a good dad to his two children as well as to my three kids and our grandkids these last 7 years that we've been married. And he's loved well, and I'm very grateful for that. I don't think that there are any perfect fathers. I think that because we are all imperfect people, we're all going to make mistakes. And yet I feel like it is very important that we do honor our fathers, and we see what a good father is from God's word and from his perspective. And I miss my dad. He passed away in 2013, and I have many fond memories of him. He died at 84. He loved the Lord, and he taught me the love of Jesus. He was a strong man, a tough disciplinarian, but he always made time for people and made us laugh. And one of my favorite memories of my dad was sitting on his shoulders when I was little. When I sat on his shoulders, I felt so big, and things that looked big to this little girl that would sit on her daddy's shoulders all of a sudden didn't look as big when I was sitting on my dad's shoulders. And I always felt special when I was up there. And, you know, I had a different perspective. When you're little and you're short, the world looks one way. But then when you're up on the top of somebody's shoulders at 6 foot high, all of a sudden, you're like, wow, this is a whole different perspective. And I found a scripture that I have loved and enjoyed throughout the years. And it's Deuteronomy 33:12. And it says, "Let the beloved of the Lord rest secure in him, for he shields him all day long, and the one the Lord loves rest between his shoulders." First time I read that, it was just like honey to me. It just meant so much to me. Because when we understand how much God really loves us and how much He's for us, we can rest in the middle of any storm in our life. And it's easy at times to focus on the storm or the problem that we're facing. But when I focus on the fact that I am dearly loved, that love acts like a life jacket, and it helps me ride the waves and sustains me through tough times. God's love is so rich, and He really is a good, good Father. And we have that opportunity to climb up on God's shoulders and rest in His love and see things from His perspective. And I guarantee you, it's always going to look better from His perspective than it does mine. And God issues us an invitation to rest and to come up higher. So whatever you're struggling with right now, I just want you to take that scripture. I want you to ponder it a little bit. Again, that's Deuteronomy 33:12. And just see what God has to say for you to come up and rest on His shoulders. You know, years ago, we were going through a tough time with my mom's illness, and my sister had had miscarried several times, and finally she got pregnant and carried that baby and had a precious baby boy. His name was Taylor. And when Taylor was about 3, I took him for a special day with Aunt Kathleen. And, you know, Taylor was so dearly loved. He was anticipated for a long time. He came at a time, and he was a very bright moment in all of our lives. And so, anyway, I took Taylor one morning and put him in my Jeep, and, you know, we had the top down, and we were going to sing and enjoy and go to McDonald's, do all these fun things. And we were driving in the Jeep, and Taylor was just singing at the top of his lungs, and it was so precious. And as he was singing and I was smiling and just looking at him in the rearview mirror and reflecting on just the delight in this child, I felt like God just spoke to me. And I felt like He said, "Kathleen, Taylor is free to enjoy this day because he knows how loved he is." And then I felt the Lord say, "Kathleen, I want you to live as my much-loved child." And I'm telling you, it was almost like the presence of God was tangible in that Jeep that day. And I just felt just such a richness of God's love. And so ever since that day, which has been, my goodness, 13 years ago, I have felt so much freedom from stress and anxiety as I've been learning to live as God's much-loved child. When we really believe that God is a loving Father and He'll take care of everything that concerns us, then it brings a freedom to us. And, you know, you've heard me say before, one of my prayers is, "God, just give me a fresh revelation of your love for me." And He always provides that in various ways. Yesterday, I was watching my grandson play baseball, and God just gave me one of those precious moments with another woman. And as I walked back to my car, she was widowed and recently, and as I walked back to my car, I just thanked the Lord for just that precious touch of His love and gift to me that He gave in being able to minister and help that lady. But anyway, you know, I know for some people, Father's Day is a hard day, either because they haven't had a good dad or because their dad is gone like mine. He's deceased. And, you know, maybe your dad was abusive to you. So this is not a day that you think about celebrating. And I know that Father's Day can trigger grief in people. And so I just want to encourage you to press into the Lord and to see what He wants to do in your heart today and how He may want to heal you. And I want to give you a scripture. It's another one that I love. And when my dad died, it was a real encouragement. It's Psalms 27:19, and it says, "Though my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will take me up. And so I ask God to just touch you and heal your heart of any negative memories you may have of your dad. And heal your heart and give you a revelation that you are dearly loved and that God will take you up. You know, when our Father isn't here, it says God will be a father to us. And there are many scriptures in the Bible that talk about God being a father to us. And so I just pray this upcoming holiday that God will just bring healing to your heart. And that you'll give him the broken pieces. You'll give him the broken memories. You'll give him whatever it is you might be struggling with. And that you rest on his shoulders and that you see things from, you know, his perspective. What does the world look like from his, you know, his perspective? And I was also reminded of just another memory I had. My little granddaughter, she's almost 7 now, but she was 3. And she was also singing one day a Christian song that's been popular that I love. You should really listen to it. It's Good, Good Father. And Chris Tomlin, I know, sings it. And anyway, it's the words are, you're a good, good father. That's who you are. That's who you are. And I am loved by you. That's who I am. That's who I am. And it's a neat song, so I encourage you to listen to it. And I just want to say that I pray that this Father's Day be just something special to you, and that God bind up your broken heart in any way that Father's Day is difficult for you. It says that in Isaiah 61, verse 1. God, as our Father, promises to bind up our broken hearts. It says, he has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted and to proclaim freedom to the captives. So go to the Lord. And, you know, the last thing I want to say, too, is it may be if your memories of your dad or there's been hurt or disappointment or abuse in any way, this Father's Day might be a great way to bring freedom to your heart by choosing to forgive. Let me encourage you to forgive your dad for his failures, for anything he's done that may have hurt your heart. And if you are a dad, I just want to bless you and pray that this day be just a wonderful time for you. And forgive yourself. If you failed as a father, I just want you to know there's grace, there's love, and there's forgiveness for that. So I just thank you so much for joining me today. And let me just close in prayer. God, thank you for being a good, good father to us. And thank you that you're always here for us. You're always faithful. You're always loving. You always see the best in us. And I pray that we live as a people, as your much loved sons and daughters, that I just speak your blessing over each one listening to their heart, a blessing to their heart to see you as a good, good father and to release any negative memories they have of their dad or any failures of fathers that are listening. I just speak great grace over each heart and more healing. And Lord, I ask for just special things that let people know how dearly loved they are by you. Just pour out your grace this week on each and every one, because we have such a generation of fatherless sons and daughters. So thank you for seeing the importance of us having and needing a dad. And I thank you, God, that you provide that in every capacity and that you take us up. Let us rest. Let us see life from your perspective. Let us rest on your shoulders. In Jesus' name, Amen. Thanks so much for listening to me today. And I just want to say how much I really appreciate all of your love, your support, your comments, your feedback, and just how much I appreciate you as a listener and all of those from around the world. Bye.